Okay, so now we're moving on to the opportunistic bacteria portion of this test. So here's what this generally looks like. So now remember, the opportunistic bacteria section also has a subsection of these potential autoimmune triggers. So while the microorganisms under the autoimmune trigger, as well as the opportunistic bacteria section in general, are classically not considered pathogenic, they can cause disease. And the microorganisms listed under these potential autoimmune triggers have actually been shown in research to have links to autoimmune disease, which is why they are under this section. So, if somebody has microorganisms under this section, we should absolutely be talking to them about the importance of clearing them due to the potential autoimmune trigger component. So the mechanism of how these microorganisms cause autoimmune disease, we will cover in the intestinal permeability module of the course, as well as in the autoimmune module of advanced level 2. But for now, what's important to know is that these microorganisms can be potential autoimmune triggers, and we absolutely want to repair the levels of these microorganisms so that we prevent autoimmune disease. Now, there's some research we're showing you in here. This particular research study is basically linking Proteus as a microorganism that's often found in the urinary tract. And this particular study is linking rheumatoid arthritis as basically being triggered by this Proteus infection. Now, in this particular study, we're actually seeing Klebsiella pneumoniae, which, in my experience, is the most common of all of these autoimmune opportunistic bacteria that we see on the GI map. And this particular study is linking Klebsiella with ankylosing spondylitis. And basically, the study is pretty exciting in that it was a study on 200 patients, and basically 95% of them had a positive Klebsiella IgG. So that's really, really interesting. That's a high correlate. It's correlative, but a high correlative study. And then this particular study is also looking at Klebsiella. And basically, what this particular study is looking to see that those with the HLA-B27 allotypes could basically, which we see in ankylosing spondylitis, we see in Crohn's disease, and basically that this particular study was showing that increased carb consumption could actually exacerbate Klebsiella microbes and exacerbate the disease progress. So really important to be looking for Klebsiella in ankylosing spondylitis, in Crohn's disease, and really in all autoimmune disease, because we're really just now tapping the research and what can be done in linking some of these microorganisms to autoimmune disease. So that's it. So basically, the idea of the opportunistic bacteria section is these guys, these pathogens, or I should say these microorganisms, are not thought to be truly pathogenic, but they still do cause disease, and we're seeing that in research. So it's kind of an interesting nuance right now in diagnostics, but hopefully we will continue to see more research coming out that will help to change some of these parameters here. All right, we'll see you in the next lesson.